opportunities, would you, you know, would you enjoy it as much? And, you know, I love where we are in Jersey. You know, it's a beautiful area. We're able to get in the city. If we go at the right time, we can get in pretty quickly.
That's always.
that's the big key. And, you know, it's just, it's really, it's a small town feel while being next to the greatest city in the world.
The New York Giants select
Evan Engram, tight end, Ole Miss.
When I got the phone call in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it was a really surreal feeling. The Giants in New York and talking to the staff that drafted me, it was a real special moment, and I'll never forget it.
We're going to New York.
New York!
I was pretty excited. I wasn't expecting to come up here to the Giants, and when I got the call, my heart dropped. Being from Georgia, playing it for the University of Alabama, and just being up here in Jersey and New York, it's just a great opportunity. I love the Giants. I love the organization and everybody who's a part of it.
My draft experience was great. Being able to have my family there, it made the opportunity and the event that much more special. And wishing the best of luck to those guys that are coming up, definitely looking forward to it.
It was all I ever wanted because, I mean, it's one of my closest family there. And just to see the reactions on their face and just to see how proud they were to make it this far, I mean, not many kids could do that and continue to strive to be one of the best that play the game.
Becoming a Giant, I mean, there's a lot of history with this place. To be a part of that legacy is a great feeling.
Guys like Lawrence Taylor, you see the guys, Jesse Armstead, and just being one of those guys to carry that tradition is just a big honor, and I'm just trying to do my best doing it.
Enjoy the night, enjoy the days, because that's going to be a story that you tell for the rest of your life.
As the GM, I walk a tightrope. I got to look at the short term, and I got to look at the long term. That's the tightrope I walk.
My plan is to come in here every day and kick ass. That's my plan.
I believe in communication. I believe in collaboration. I believe in brutal honesty. I'm old-fashioned. Offense scores points. Defense wins championships. Culture is critical. These guys have to know when they step on the field that the guy right, the guy left, the guy behind, the guy in front's got their back. I've been hired to win. The only promise I can make, I'm going to do everything in my power to lead this organization back to where it belongs.
They are fired up here at MetLife Stadium on draft night as we welcome you to Giants Draft Night Live presented by Verizon. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. We're going to get you set for the Giants draft, whether it's number 2 overall or whenever. You are going to hear from whomever the Giants draft here in the first round of the 2018 NFL draft. We'll hear from general manager Dave Gettleman as well as head coach Pat Shurmur. So this is the place you need to be. We're going to break it all down for you with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks and two-time Super Bowl champion David Beal. Guys, Carl, you were drafted in 1984. Completely different. It's a packed MetLife Stadium with Giants fans. They're having a big party in Dallas. What was your draft night like way back when you were the 3rd overall pick?
There weren't any lights. There weren't any cameras. I was sitting in my head coach's football office at Michigan State, and I had no idea I was going 3, and I hadn't talked to anybody from the Giants, but there was a pleasant surprise.
Pleasant surprise for the Giants as well, as Carl went on to help that defense and lead that defense in winning Super Bowls 21 and Super Bowls 25. David Beal also has 2 rings, Super Bowl 42 and Super Bowl 46. David, you were a 5th-round draft pick in 2003, so you weren't drafted in the first round. What was it like for you leading up to the draft?
It was kind of the same experience as Carl, because when I was sitting there getting ready for the draft, I only spoke to Miles McNally, the O-line coach for the Giants, for 5 minutes at a table of 20 people at the Combine. So for myself to get a call from that time, Jim Fossil and Ernie Accorsi saying, hey, we're turning your cards, you're going to be a New York Giant, I was completely blown away.
All right, the Giants obviously coming off that 3-13 season. There's a lot of work to be done. Let's take a look at some of the key additions that the Giants have added here in 2018. They signed Alec Ogletree, Nate Solder. They bring in running back Jonathan Stewart and linebacker Kareem Martin, who's going to join us here on the set in just a little bit. Carl, I'm going to start with you. Linebacker. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the older Giants fans out here, they remember the 80s when this team was built around linebackers. Sure. What does Alec Ogletree
bring to this recipe?
Well, he's going to bring athleticism, speed, diverse skill set, and versatility. He can blitz, he can run, he can tackle. He's an aggressive guy for an aggressive style defense.
And he also creates turnovers, which is something that linebackers can be a difference maker.
Well, let's be honest. We haven't had one of those difference makers in about a decade.
Yeah, I mean, Antonio Pierce was the last linebacker that the Giants had that really would leave his mark on the game week in and week out. And the Giants are looking for Alec Ogletree to be a leader in that defense, run by new defensive coordinator James Betcher. All right, David, offensive line, huge issue for this team. What is Nate Solder going to bring to the table?
Well, number one, he was the number one left tackle coming out of free agency, and everybody brings up his pass protection, but he is a mauler in the run game. We see him there on the backside of a zone play, double teaming. One of the biggest things that you have to do in the zone scheme is move a defensive end. He's a technician. He always has his hands inside, and at the point of attack, he gets it done play in and play out.
Giants are going to need some help on that offensive line. They also signed Patrick Amome, who is going to help on that offensive line. Carl, as you look at this draft, everybody's all fired up for tonight, but obviously it's a three-day proposition with the second and third round tomorrow and then obviously the rest of the draft on Saturday. What are some of the things that the Giants have to get out of this draft?
Well, let's be honest. They earned the right to be picking second, number one, but I think they've got to get good quality players. But when you look at where the strength of this team is that has not been unleashed, it's the offense. You've got to secure your offensive line and get production. I know Dave's over there smiling ear to ear, but you do. I mean, the reality is when you have the likes of an Evan Engram, an Odell Beckham, you've got a Sterling Shepard, you may have another game breaker out of this draft, and Eli Manning, none of it matters unless you can protect him, unless you can sustain consistent blocking across the board.
All right, so he stole your thunder deal.
I know.
What are some of the... Well, first of all, let me follow up on the offensive line.
Okay.
Later in this draft, second, third round, are there players that could be day one starters on the O-line?
Absolutely. That pick number 34 in the second round is a crucial spot that there are going to be values at the guard and tackle position, without a doubt.
What else do the Giants need to get out of this draft?
I never thought we would turn tables. I'm going to the linebacker room and the linebacking core. Obviously, Ogletree and Martin are great additions, but moving to this 3-4 system, you have got to have a lot of bodies.
You
and
do.
Let's face it, that's been an Achilles heel for the Giants defense, covering elite wide receivers, tight ends, when they're shifting and motioning and running backs out of the backfield. So they need run support, but they need guys who can drop back in coverage as well.
Let's take a look at some of the key departures for the Giants from this offseason. Jason Pierre-Paul was traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie released. Justin Pugh signs with Arizona. Weston Richburg winds up signing with the San Francisco 49ers, and Devon Kennard signs with the Detroit Lions. So there's a lot of work to be done for this Giants team, and there is an enthusiastic atmosphere here at MetLife Stadium that we're trying to bring to you at home here on the MSG Networks and Giants.com and the Giants app. But there is great buzz in Dallas where the draft is being held. Let's go down to Big D and check in on the red carpet with our own Madeline Burke.
Thanks, Bob. Well, the stage is set for the 2018 NFL Draft here in Dallas. And as you can see, the fans behind me are very excited for the Giants holding the number 2 overall pick in this year's draft. A lot of names have been thrown out there, from Saquon Barkley to Bradley Chubb. And while no one knows for sure who the next member of the New York Football Giants is going to be, these fans out here are very excited to meet the newest member of Big Blue. So we'll be out here all weekend covering the draft for Giants.com and the Giants app. And, of course, whomever the Giants select at number 2 overall will be joining the show later on tonight. Guys?
It's going to be a lot of fun. And the countdown to the draft is presented by Hubelo, the official watch of the New York Giants. There is a lot of buzz. The Giants hold the second overall pick. To draft a quarterback or not to draft a quarterback? That is the question. It's been talked about a lot throughout the offseason. When we come back, we're going to hear from Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, plus John Schmelk of Giants.com. We are just getting started from MetLife Central. You're watching Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon, here on the MSG Networks.
End of civilization.
Jenny, right here. Come on, sit with me.
Get 100 Zits Pop and Play Pimples for $19.99 and free shipping. Must be 18 or older to order.
I got zit.
Ew.
Here they are, your feet on Liberty. Charles goes to Williams.
Tina has been terrific.
Offensive rebound for Hartley. Back to back for the next spot. Rogers, last and running the floor.
Beautiful vision.
Prince buries it from three.
First unit, second unit, both ends of the court. They handled their business. The Liberty, something great is brewing right now for this squad.
Joy, what's up?
Hey, Thomas.
What you doing?
Mother's Day shopping.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Well, everyone wants the iPhone, and they want it on Verizon, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Plus, right now, you can get a great deal.
I heard it did. He's talking about the card.
Yeah, I knew that.
Come on.
Nope. Wow. Still don't love it.
Mom deserves the best. So get up to 50% off the latest iPhone on us. Unlimited is only as good as the network it's on.
We're MetLife, and we're for the workforce. We study the trends to help you stay competitive. Four generations are now working together, all with different needs. Boomers want financial security. Millennials crave choice and personal guidance. So we partner with you to think beyond health and retirement, to design employee benefit plans that make your business more attractive. To the people who make it successful. Discover what matters most to your employees at MetLife.com/workforce. MetLife, navigating life together.
Man, draft day, a lot of nerves, a lot of questions, but I was kind of at peace. I was around all my family and friends. The Giants in New York was my number one option going into the draft, and I had no idea and no expectation I was going to get a call from them.
With the 23rd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Evan Engram, tight end, Ole Miss.
Words for advice for the new draftees, really savor the moment. Just enjoy the time with the people you're with and just enjoy the night, enjoy the days, because that's going to be a story that you tell for the rest of your life.
We welcome you back to Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon from MetLife Stadium at MetLife Central. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Papa. Draft memories. A young man is going to have that memory etched in his mind for the rest of his life tonight. The Giants hold the number 2 overall pick. Will they stay there? There are rumors of some trades. Let's break it down with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, who joins us for the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And Paul, you know, from when the season ended, a lot of people thought with the Giants holding the 2nd overall pick that it was a fait accompli that a quarterback would be selected by the Giants. Will they quarterback or not quarterback with the number 2 pick? Paul, the other thing, too, as far as the Giants are concerned, you really get the sense, and unless they're really holding their cards tightly and bluffing, that Dave Gettleman and Pat Shurmur truly believe, after watching the coaches' tape, that Eli Manning is a lot better than he's been given credit for over the last couple of years.
So saying that, Paul, in All the reports are that there are only three transformational players in this draft. That's Barkley, Chubb, and Nelson. Are those the guys you think they're eyeing?
We're having some issues with the audio for Paul Schwartz. I guess it's not going out to the audience. We're hearing him,
right?
Yep. But it's not going out to the audience.
You know, the thing about it, and Dave and I talked about it a bit earlier this week.
We've been talking about it for a year.
Right, but, you know, you hear the hype around the quarterback. That just means they're the best in class this year. But when you hear them talk about the transformational talent, the guys that are going to impact organizations, they're talking about three guys. They don't mention the quarterback in the same breath as Barkley or Nelson or Chubb.
And that's the thing for me when you're sitting here looking at the quarterback position. What's everybody saying? That out of all of them, Baker Mayfield's the only one that they really think can step in and take that role. So when you really think about where the Giants are at now, the message that they've been saying, that they firmly believe in Eli, that number two pick will show that if it's Saquon Barkley, that's going to extend his career.
Yeah.
Or if they do pick a quarterback, you know, now they're looking towards the future.
Look, there's a rumor right now. Ian Rappaport just put something out that the Broncos, who have been playing liar's poker, are now actively looking to move up. Maybe a deal with the Giants for the number two spot, which could bring a guy like Quentin Nelson into play if the Giants wind up moving back to number five. Let's talk a little bit about the outstanding offensive lineman from Notre Dame.
Well, when you talk about the draft, they say he is the best overall prospect, but you get scared when you think about an offensive lineman at number two, not at number five. He is technique and fundamentally sound. He plays with a mean streak. He finishes each and every play, and in the passing game and the interior to protect that depth of the pocket like you need to protect the quarterback, you can see him stalemate. He gives up no ground, and he plays the way that you want offensive linemen to play.
Nasty.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of guys. Minkah Fitzpatrick. Outstanding player. He played for Coach Saban at Alabama. You are well-versed in what Coach Saban's all about. What do you get if you wind up going with a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's a New Jersey guy, St. Peter's Prep, just like Nelson is a Jersey guy?
Yeah, well, you get a Swiss Army knife. He's a jack of many trades and a master of most, because he drops down in the box and plays linebacker. He plays cornerback. He plays true safety. He's the guy that if you need to move a guy around to really in a 34 defense and play peekaboo, guess where I'm going to be? He's that guy.
And with James Betcher's defense.
Oh, listen, you can do a lot of things when you have the versatility of players who can do multiple things. And I know playing for Bill Belichick, we had to learn every position, lineman to safety. Linebackers had to know it all, and everybody had to know each other's position, because the better you are, the more diverse and complicated it is for an offense to predict you.
All right, one of the guys who definitely knows James Betcher's defense is Kareem Martin, one of the new acquisitions for the New York Giants. He's signing a couple autographs here at MetLife Central, but he's going to join us coming up next. You're watching Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon.
Look, isn't that Frank Thomas?
Oh, the big hurt.
More like the big hunk.
Yeah.
Wow, Frank Thomas.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. You look like you could still be playing.
That's what I said.
Well, I am feeling stronger and leaner.
So, Frank, what's your secret?
I discovered Nugenix.
I wish my husband did.
It's easy. Just send a text.
If you're a guy over 40, text 369-369 and enter the word GEARD to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. To help you feel stronger, leaner, with more energy and drive, more passion, too.
Here, try a bottle. And trust me, she'll like it, too.
Text 369-369 and enter GEARD to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores, so text 369-369 and enter GEAR.
I woke up from the surgery about 4 hours later,
When I opened my eyes for the first time, I saw Dr. Sonnet in the room. He was making small talk, finding out if I was in any pain and how I was feeling. And I noticed he was limping around the room a little bit. So I tried to ask him, why was he limping? And he told me that he had just done the New York City Marathon. I said, well, that's something I would love to do someday. And he looked at me and he said, well, why don't we do it together next year? And I thought he was crazy. But I looked at him and I said, that'd be great. And, you know, in that moment, I just knew that this was something that I could do. And if I had a surgeon like Dr. Sonnet telling me I could do it, then I knew I could. Dr. Sonnet gave me more than just new lungs and a new life. He gave me the hope that anything was possible.
This is my Toyota RAV4. It's more tech-savvy than I am. It comes standard with Toyota Safety Sense. Similar features would cost over $6,000 more in a Nissan Rogue.
I don't know tech, but I know a good deal. And for that, I give my RAV4 five stars.
Tested, trusted, Toyota. Right now, lease RAV4 with all-wheel drive for just $169 a month. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan. Find your Toyota at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Draft night, just a lot of emotions going through my head. Something I've been waiting for all my life. Something I've worked since I was five for. I saw my phone ring, and I didn't know who it was. I saw East Rutherford, and I was like, okay, hello?
And now, with the 140 pick in 2017 NFL Draft, the Giants will select...
Wayne Gallman, running back, Clemson.
I was just blessed to, you know, be able to get a call from the New York Giants, you know, this wonderful organization. I know, you know, my platform. I know how I can use it. And I know what I'm going to do in the next upcoming years.
Wayne Gallman with his draft night memory. MetLife Central, as we welcome you back to Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon. We're getting closer to the Giants and the number two pick in this year's NFL draft. The question is, are the Giants going to stay at number two? Because there are rumors out there that Denver is looking to move up to possibly number two. The Giants pick could be number five. We could still get either Barkley, Nelson, or Chubb at number five. Yeah. And you can add some more draft picks. We want to welcome in one of the new members of the New York Giants. He was drafted in the third round of the draft a couple of years ago by the Arizona Cardinals, number 84 overall. Kareem Martin joins us here on the program, wearing number 96. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, your impressions of the New York metropolitan area and Giants fans on draft night.
Oh, man, they're wild. They're really excited, and I heard a lot about, you know, the fan base here, and they're living up to it right now.
Kareem, you're part of a group that is got to lead this Giant defense back to respectability and prominence. I played in the 34 defense most of my career, and I know how much fun it can be.
Oh, yeah.
Can you share with the fans a little insight into James Betcher's philosophy? Because I think 34 defensive coordinators are like mad scientists.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like you say, it's a lot of fun to play with the 34 defense because guys are everywhere on the field. He's blitzing us, sending us in different gaps, hiding coverages, and there's just so much you can do, a lot of versatility in it. And you see a lot of his mad scientists on third down. We have so many exotic blitzes that, you know, we'll get into the further we get into this thing. And I'm really excited for it, especially after this, the last few mini camps we just had and seeing the players we have. You know, I think this defense and this scheme is going to take us to the next level.
Absolutely. Carl talked about being part of the culture change, and that's got to be very exciting for you. But you now getting that role, not only to be that starting will linebacker, even though you've moved around a lot in the defense, but to be the veteran leader of that group and really help out everybody else by teaching them the system from the inside. Because we know sometimes players are scared to ask coaches questions, and they'd rather go to a veteran. Just talk about the feel after your first minicamp and being around that linebacker room now.
After the first minicamp, you know, this is the first time any of the guys in the room have played outside linebacker. So, you know, I'm trying to give the things that I've learned the last 4 years that I played linebacker, and, you know, just some of the hardships I had in the initial transition and just trying to teach those guys the ins and outs of it, you know, whether it's technique and, you know, different things or the playbook itself. But, you know, Coach Robbie and Coach Best do a great job of that. But, you know, when those players do have questions, they will come to me, and I'm more than happy to help them with it.
Now, how important is it for everyone, especially from a linebacker and defensive back standpoint, to kind of know each other's role and what they can do, because the parts do become interchangeable. Yeah. I was looking at film. You had your hand in the dirt a few times.
Yes.
And you're running. You're not blitzing. You're rushing as a D lineman, and then the next play you're up in coverage.
Yeah, it's really important, you know, especially when you're dropping into coverage. You have to know the specific coverage, who you're working with, because it'll change play to play. Mm-hmm. Emotion may change who you're working with. So I think that just comes with the classroom aspect of it, and watching a lot of film and spending time with it, with each other. You know, we do a lot of film work as a back seven or whatever, and I think it's going to be really helpful for us going to the season.
When Giants fans are watching this new group and this new 3-4 that you've been playing in, and it's been a top 10 defense under Coach Betcher in Arizona,
yeah.
What should they expect? What type of attitude does this defense bring?
Oh, it's going to be nasty. It's going to be fun. You know, we're going to be a penetrating defense. We're putting pressure. We're not sitting back, you know, like some teams, but we're just going to, you know, keep attacking. That's the biggest thing. Tackle for losses, sacks, turnovers. That's what we're building our hat on.
Kareem, we want to welcome you to the New York Giants, and a pretty cool night. We look forward to 2018.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, he said this is the first time he's had to put makeup on when he's doing a TV show. Get used to it. We're going to be hitting you up a lot.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Kareem Martin joining us here on the program, one of the new acquisitions for the New York Giants. Countdown to the draft is presented by Hubelo, the official watch of the New York Football Giants. We are zeroing in on the start of the 2018 NFL Draft. Are the Giants going to stay at number 2? There are a lot of reports and rumors out there that the Broncos want to move up. The drama is about to unfold. You keep it locked in right here to the MSG Network for all the Giants reaction. You're watching Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon, right here on the MSG Networks.
Joy, what's up?
Hey, Thomas.
What you doing?
Mother's Day shopping.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Well, everyone wants the iPhone, and they want it on Verizon, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Plus, right now, you can get a great deal.
I heard it did. It's talking about the card.
Yeah, I knew that. Come on.
Nope. Wow. Still don't love it.
Mom deserves the best, so get up to 50% off the latest iPhone on us. Unlimited is only as good as the...
Time to move. That means it's time to ask more from our entertainment. First, we don't want to miss a second of our DirecTV. This is not dependent on our packing skills. Second, new houses deserve better entertainment. So if we can get an upgrade to our equipment, programming, or premium channels, wouldn't that be nice too? We think so.
It sure would. And let's upgrade your couch moving skills too.
Oh, sorry about that.
The DirecTV Movers Deal. Call today and ask how to get an equipment, programming, or premium channel upgrade.
Peter Rabbit.
How are you? So good to see you.
Get the family together.
When's the last time you brushed your tail?
Because tonight is movie night.
It's gonna be a fun one.
Loaded with laughter.
Oh.
Surprises.
Did you just wink at him? I didn't know you could do that.
And a super fun dance-along.
Yes!
Peter Rabbit.
Be the first to buy now and watch anytime, anywhere on your favorite screens with DirecTV Cinema. Movies start at channel 1100.
We're MetLife, and we're for the workforce. We study the trends to help you stay competitive. Four generations are now working together, all with different needs. Boomers want financial security. Millennials crave choice and personal guidance. So we partner with you to think beyond health and retirement, to design employee benefit plans that make your business more attractive to the people who make it successful. Discover what matters most to your employees at MetLife.com/workforce. MetLife, navigating life together.
No, you can't leave me.
Draft day, I was at my old coach's house, Coach Chris Morris. Pretty much my whole family was there. We had like a little mini draft party. It was pretty exciting. I wasn't expecting to come up here to the Giants, and when I got the call, my heart dropped.
You're going to New York.
New York!
Been from Georgia, playing it for the University.
Welcome back to Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon from MetLife Central. And we are all fired up as the Giants are getting ready to make their first round selection. Will it be number one? I mean, will it be number two, or will it be number five? Because according to multiple reports out there, the Denver Broncos are showing a lot of interest. And I guess it kind of depends on who Cleveland takes number one.
Sure.
If Denver's quarterback is there at number two, do the Broncos move up? And guys, if that was the case, and the Broncos do want to move up to number two, the Giants are guaranteed at five of getting either Chubb, Barkley, or Nelson. Two of those three guys will be there because a quarterback will have gone one. Denver's moving up to get a quarterback. We know the Jets have moved up to get a quarterback. The Browns will take a position player at four. So the Giants are going to have a choice of two of the three best football players on the board. Seems like a no-brainer to make that move.
Well, I think it is, because if it serves your purpose to still be in the hunt for one of the three stated three best in the draft, why not?
Not to mention, you're going to get more picks on top of this and still be able to get one of those guys. So if that's the case and it's really true that it's taking place and the Giants can make that happen, that would be an absolute no-brainer.
The other thing it could do would give them ammo that, let's say, a Mike McGlinchey or some other player starts to fall in the draft, give the Giants the ability to trade back into the back end of the first round, take a player, which then gives you that fifth-year option as a first-round draft pick. So there's a lot. Now, we don't know if the rumor is true.
But it sure is fun.
It sure is fun as the draft is about to begin. Fans are all fired up here at MetLife Stadium. Let's check in with Paul Dottino, who's with the Giant faithful. Paul?
Okay, Bobby. Well, you know, if the Giants do stay at two, by the way, they've only been there twice in their history. In 81, they took Lawrence Taylor. In 1948, they took running back Skippy Benissi. And no, I was not old enough to scout him. My friend, you've got your number 10 Eli Manning jersey on. Who do you want the Giants to take if they stay at number two?
Saquon Barkley.
Why?
Best he class by itself. I like him.
Offensive weapon. You just love it.
I just love it.
All right. I hope you get your guy. Let's go down over here. We got some more fans. They're just loving it here at MetLife Stadium. You, my friend, I know you've been begging for offense all night. Who are you looking for at number two?
Saquon Barkley.
What does he do so well that makes you want this guy?
He's going to be the number two pick. Let's get those D-backs to respect the running game. Let's give Odell and let's give Shepard a break and let Eli get him the ball.
Yeah, you know, Barkley is the only player in Penn State history to have more than 3,000 yards rushing and over 1,000 yards receiving. He is a multiple threat. Now, how about this, Bobby? We got a bunch of guys here with Giants Saquon Barkley T-shirts. I ran into them in the parking lot. And, fellas, I don't think there's any doubt who you want the Giants to pick.
Saquon Barkley.
Okay, what made you make these T-shirts in anticipation of the draft?
It's inevitable. He's the best choice.
Why? What did you like about him at Penn State?
He's the next Adrian Peterson.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you don't have to throw those T-shirts away. Let's go over here. We got another guy who has a Believe in Eli Manning sign. Do you want offense or defense at number two?
I want offense.
And who would you like to see?
I'm a big Quentin Nelson guy, but I got to go with these guys. Saquon
Barkley.
Let's go.
Not a bad call. Hey, Bobby, did you know that the Giants have never used the number one pick on a player from Penn State in their history? That may change tonight. Back to you.
It's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens, Paul Dottino, because these rumors are hot and heavy that the Denver Broncos are trying to move up to number two and potentially select second overall, which then you would think that Saquon Barkley probably will go to Cleveland at number four. Although, you know, there are some draft experts that say that if you put Bradley Chubb and Myles Garrett in the same draft, that Bradley Chubb would have been rated higher. Cleveland at four could go with Chubb and put the two defensive ends together.
Tell you what, they will be a force in that division if those two guys are paired as bookends.
And I got to think, and what is it about Bradley Chubb, Carl? You've had a chance to look at him. David, you've had a chance to look at him that you believe makes him a difference maker.
Well, from my perspective, great hand movement, great foot, great balance, great body control. Dave, what do you see?
The thing that I see the most out of him is his feet never stop moving. He's always playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. And his hands are something that you talk about when you talked about getting ready for the NFL. Offensive tackles in the college game and pro game will have a problem with his combination of speed to power and his ability to bend that edge.
Carl, you know, one of the cool things about Barkley and Chubb is when they had their visit with the Giants, as professional as they come, the organization was blown away by just the professionalism that these young men showed.
Well, it tells you they took their careers in college very seriously because they both played in big programs, but there was something about the professionalism of coming in to talk, to be on a real job interview.
It's going to really be interesting to see what happens here. I wonder if Denver won't really press the Giants to make this trade until Cleveland picks the quarterback, because I'm guessing if Cleveland picks the one quarterback that Denver wants, then Denver's not going to want to move up.
Absolutely. So you know that it's going to take place after that number one pick. If you're the Giants, of course you're trying to push it a little harder just in case it doesn't happen and you get that pick and get to move anyways. But if it is only one quarterback, you know they're going to wait for that number one selection.
The rumor that you hear, though, is that John Elway was really into Sam Darnold and Josh Allen. Those were the two guys that he really thought would be a good fit. Only one of them can go one, which means the other one
will
be there.
The other guy will be there, sure.
So then the question is, what do they think the Jets are going to do? And the Jets have the number three overall pick. So at that point, Denver has got to make a decision, and the Giants are going to have to make a decision.
Well, you know, Denver can dictate what the Jets can or cannot do by making this transaction with the Giants and saying, hey, this is our guy. Good luck to you, Jets.
Yeah, and again, you know, you look at it again, David, and it makes a lot of sense from a Giant standpoint because consensus-wise, the three best football players, as far as grade are concerned, by most people's account, are Saquon Barkley, Bradley Chubb, and Quentin Nelson, not in any specific order. If the Giants do get an enticing enough deal to move to number five, you know you're going to have a choice of two of the three.
Absolutely, and then you get more picks on top of it to build maybe in the second round, in the third round, to get immediate starters to help rebuild this football
team. And that's what you need. You need guys that can play. You need depth on both sides of the football, and there's going to be plenty of quality players with those additional picks.
And what do those numbers bring? Young energy, but competition to a roster.
Yes, and you know what also it also brings? It brings you a lot of good players that you can develop and not have to go into the free agency market and try to replace bad choices.
Yeah, which has been a part of the Giants' problem the last couple of years. And it's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens as the 2018 draft is about to get underway down in Arlington. We're going to have the Giants pick for you. We'll get all the reaction, all the analysis. Are they going to stay at number two? Is Denver's trade real? They're all fired up here at MetLife Stadium. You're watching Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon. Here are the MSG networks.
Looking for more than a car without the bulk of an SUV? The first ever Hyundai Kona is here. Looking for more technology? It'll appear right before your eyes. More than a charging station? How about being wired for wireless? And while every SUV comes with a warranty, we give you America's best, the all-new Hyundai Kona, the right size for any adventure. It's a great deal more than just a great deal. Right now, lease a 2018 Kona for $189 a month for 36 months. Hurry, offers end April 30th.
What do you know? Here comes Bradley Wright Phillips. This ball deflected.
Beard of a prepubescent squire. Thy armor was forged by a feeble-fingered peasant woman. Your mom!
As long as hecklers love to heckle, you can count on Geico saving folks money.
Boring!
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
P is for privileges. O is for ordinarily I wouldn't. L is for layers and luxury. A is for all the way back. R4 read my mind. And I can't see a thing. S, see you in the morning. Polaris from United.
This is my Toyota Highlander. I love it. And I'm keeping my family safe at no extra cost thanks to Toyota Safety Sense. Similar features would cost more than $13,000 in a Jeep Grand Cherokee. $13,000! For that, I give my Highlander 5 stars.
Tested, trusted, Toyota. Lease a new 2018 Toyota Highlander for just $249 a month. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan. Find your Toyota at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Part of the Giants draft party is taking place inside the Giants locker room here at MetLife Stadium. It is a very festive atmosphere. Eli Manning trying to deliver a third Super Bowl to the New York Giants. Obviously, the MVP of Super Bowls 42 and 46. Welcome back to Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock. They have not made their pick yet. They have about 6 minutes to go before they make their pick. There are all these rumors flying around that potentially the Giants and Broncos could be working on a deal. Denver seems to be interested. John Elway's done a pretty good job of denying that he was looking to move up for a quarterback, even though he signed one this offseason. But it looks like on draft night, he's looking to make a move.
Well, and you cannot pass up what is truly a need for any organization that doesn't have the quarterback that they like. You just keep going until you get it right because, as Gellerman said, you can be in quarterback hell if you don't get the right one.
And when you heard all the talk and everything coming right now out of Denver, they're saying, well, Case Keenum's great. He fits right into the system. It's great that we have him. But right now, it's only a 2-year process. It is not a long-term, big-time deal that we're now, you can bring somebody in, groom them under the system that you want.
And 2 years later, he's ready to go.
2 years later, he's ready to go.
All right, let's check in with Paul Dottino. He's with some more Giants fans here at MetLife Central. Paul?
Okay, Bob, and you know, Giants fans are a very loyal bunch, my friend. I know you've been here for a long time. This has got to be one of the more exciting drafts you've seen, isn't it?
Absolutely. I hope we never draft number two ever again.
You ever been to a fan fest before like this? What do you think?
I love it. I love it. Being around all our brothers and sisters, Giant fans, nothing better.
Nothing like going to the old Yankee Stadium, though. This is a bigger, bigger event.
I sat behind a pole at Yankee Stadium when I was a kid. I couldn't believe they actually put poles in the middle of the seating. But
so should they make a trade to move down?
You know what? I think you get any of those top four guys. But I think if Sam Darnold is there, we got to get our quarterback.
I know one thing. You're going to be rooting hard in your rooting section. Let's keep going over here, guys. Come on now. We're going to go down here. Now, folks, I want to let you know, when you come out to the Giants draft party, you got fans of all ages because there's a lot of great skill events and a lot of fun things to do. Now, check this out. I mean, these parents raise their folks, their little kids, right? How you doing? You got that Manning jersey on. What is this like for you? Is that going to Disneyland or what?
It's better. It's just so exciting. There's a lot of stuff to do, and it's just so fun.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse can't score touchdowns, can he?
Nope.
Donald Duck can't get to the quarterback either.
Nope.
No. What do you think about this place? What did you do here today?
We ran around, and we went to the locker room. We saw Manning, OBJ.
Did you get to go on the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about you? You got a decal on your face. Is that a smudge of dirt, or is that a real decal? Can you guys see that? You having fun?
Yeah.
All right, Bobby, Giants fans, you know they are loyal, and you know they're excited. Let's go back to you.
All right, we're still waiting for Cleveland to make their pick. It's under 4 minutes to go until the Browns make their selection with the first overall pick in the draft. And you know, it's kind of interesting because John Dorsey admitted to a media member that he's known who he's going to pick for, you know, over a month, yet they're using all their allotted time.
Well, they just want to create the suspense and see how everything's moving beneath them because there's, as you say, the rumors are guys trying to move up in case the player that they want is still there. So we'll see. I think it's great for TV, I guess.
What do you think? You think they're kicking around some other thoughts? I mean, most people think they're going to take a quarterback. They've been linked to Darnold, Manziel, Manziel. How about that?
Baker Mayfield. Yeah.
And they've been linked to Josh Allen.
If I think that they're going quarterback, I would think that it's Sam Darnold. I think that some of the Baker Mayfield stuff was just some fire that and some smoke that they put out there. We all know that that number four pick is something that they've had on the trade block the entire time. I just think that this is for suspense. They're having a good enjoyment time right now, sitting in there in the draft room, and they're getting ready to pull it.
Unless some team's ready to jump out the window and give them whatever they want to get the number one pick. Who knows?
Yeah, also maybe they're just playing coy here a little bit because we've heard that they've been trying to shop the number four overall pick. Or maybe they're trying to work a deal with the Giants to go 1-2 and the Giants would fall back to four. That's been another rumor.
That could be. You never know. Scenario.
All right, the pick is in for the Cleveland Browns with the first overall pick. They've had 11 first-round picks since 2012. Think about that, folks. The Browns have had 11 first-round picks since 2012, and they're still trying to find their way. Do they have their quarterback of the future? So Cleveland's got the pick in. We're waiting for the commissioner to make the announcement as to who that player is and who they take with the first overall pick, which is going to be pretty interesting. Is it going to be Baker Mayfield? Did he buck the odds and wind up moving to the top of the draft board for the Cleveland Browns? We are waiting. Baker Mayfield, you know, the guy wins, and he plays at a high level, Carl.
Sure.
You can talk about his brashness, but this guy on a big stage.
I don't think the lights will be too bright for him.
Well, according to all the reports, they're going to take Baker Mayfield with the first overall pick in the draft.
We shall see.
Obviously, he's got a dynamic personality, and we're going to find out if Baker Mayfield goes first overall, which would be a big surprise considering, just think about like 5-10 years ago, teams would never take a quarterback that was 6 foot. There used to be that rule. They had to be like 6'3 or whatever the case might be.
Yeah, the rules are broken now because of the versatility of offenses now. They cater to, you know, the no huddles type of scenario.
Not to mention if you can force a defense to play 11 on 11 by running RPOs.
Yeah.
All right, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, is making the pick. The Cleveland Browns with the first overall pick. Remember, they have 1-4, and they have made their selection. Wow. Baker Mayfield selected first overall by the Cleveland Browns. That means the New York Football Giants are on the clock. Wow. Presented by Hubala, the official watch of the New York Giants. Let the count begin. Will the Giants stay at 2? Will the Giants entertain a trade offer? We're going to find out when we come back. It's Giants Draft Night Live presented by Verizon here on the MSG Network.
Wow.
Joy, what's up?
Hey, Thomas.
What you doing?
Mother's Day shopping.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Well, everyone wants the iPhone, and they want it on Verizon, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Plus, right now, you can get a great deal.
I heard it did. It's talking about the card.
Yeah, I know that.
Come on.
Nope. Wow. Still don't love it.
Mom deserves the best, so get up to 50% off the latest iPhone on us. Unlimited is only as good as the...
I'm grateful for loads. I mean, I try and find gratitude every day. I'm grateful for my kids. I have a good family and friends around me. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for lots. I'm going to die soon from smoking. I'm not dying from anything other than cigarettes. Don't smoke. Don't start. Or for those who have, stop.
Smoking is an addiction. Talk with your healthcare provider.
Are you struggling with credit card debt or facing foreclosure? Find out how bankruptcy can help you today by calling the law offices of David Pankin. For over 20 years, they have helped thousands of clients get a fresh financial start. You can keep a car, house, stop foreclosure proceedings, and rebuild your credit.
And remember, bankruptcy is not the end. It's a new beginning.
Call for a free consultation today. 888-529-9600. That's 888-529-9600.
They say you play basketball, you play football, you play tennis, but you can't play boxing. You have to fight. In 2011, everyone had high hopes for my career. And I remember the night where it went completely downhill. I was completely paralyzed. It was a massive tumor that had wrapped itself around my spine. When I got to New York Presbyterian and Dr. Hartle, who was my surgeon, you know, he aced it. They resurrected me. They resurrected my career. They gave me a second chance at life. You know, it was just a really great moment for me in my life to be able to get back into the ring. On August 9th, 2014, I became the WBA middleweight champion of the world.
We are back on Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon here on the MSG Network. It's a fired up crowd here at MetLife Central, MetLife Stadium. Bob Popple along with Carl Banks and David Deal. The Cleveland Browns with the number one selection have taken Baker Mayfield. So that means that the New York Giants are on the clock right now. What do you think? Do they stay or do you think they move back?
I don't know. I have no clue, but... They have a lot of options at their disposal right now.
David, I would think that if the Giants, and right now I'm sure the phone lines are burning right across the parking lot over the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, but my gut feeling all along is the Giants would never go further than five, because by going to five, it guarantees them that two of the three best players in this draft are going to be there for their choice.
I completely agree with you wholeheartedly. We know in Dave Gettleman's past as a GM, he's never moved out of that spot. But if you can move to five and still get one of those three guys, that's where you would go. Any later than that, no chance.
All right, the Giants are on the clock, presented by Hubelo, the official watch of the New York Giants. And the Giants' pick is in. Who will the Giants select here in the first round of the 2018 draft? So whatever offer potentially was on the table from the Denver Broncos, reportedly, it either wasn't sweet enough or it was just a rumor.
Yeah.
Or maybe Denver wanted Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
And Denver said, you know what?
Never mind.
Giants, sorry. Thanks, but no thanks. Mayfield was the guy that we wanted.
Yeah.
And Cleveland takes him off the board. So now the Giants have their selection, and we're going to find out who the Giants have selected. With the second overall pick in the 2018 draft, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, is up on the podium getting ready to make the announcement. And let's find out who it is. Saquon Barkley.
Best player available. That is the philosophy. They stuck with a sound philosophy, and that's Dave Gettleman. Take the best player available. The best player in this draft was available at number two, and they took him.
And when you think about the Giants' offense, they were number 31 in the NFL rushing the football the last 2 years. Only the Detroit Lions were behind them. This is an instant solution to that problem.
Absolutely.
Hey, you can go back to 2013. And when you look at cumulative rushing stats going back to 2013, the Giants have been either 31st or 32nd in yards per carry, yards per game as a team. This guy is a difference maker.
He's a difference maker for a lot of reasons. But when you don't run the ball, you become extremely predictable on offense. And you want to see a quarterback's QBR or his performance rating go up, have a run game, because a lot of things become available.
And you take a look at Saquon Barkley, the second overall pick. First time the Giants have taken a first-round pick from a player from Penn State. The other thing, too, now you start looking at the tea leaves a little bit. They brought in Jonathan Stewart. That's a live look inside the Giants draft room right now as the decision makers with their pick and checking out everything that's going on. And this is pretty cool stuff. But, you know, when you take a look at it, too, now you start looking at some connections, right? A lot of people are curious, why did the Giants sign a veteran guy like Jonathan Stewart? Now it kind of makes all the sense in the world. You've got a pro's pro, a first-class individual in that running back's room who now becomes an immediate mentor to a future star.
Well, sure, and he's the guy who won't change a kid's ability, but tell him how the little subtleties of how to play the game and still be as effective as you were in college.
He's going to teach him how to be a professional, how to break down film, how to take care of his body. And he's going to make sure that this kid, which we already know has the character, gets everything out that he possibly can, because he has got a great opportunity right now in New York.
He really does.
So Jonathan Stewart is the mentor, but the big story is the fact that the Giants have drafted Saquon Barkley with the second overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft. So Baker Mayfield goes one, Saquon Barkley goes two. We're going to hear from Saquon Barkley. We're going to hear from Dave Gettleman. We're going to hear from head coach Pat Shurmur exclusively here on the program. And, you know, just talk about offensively what this does. You know, if Odell comes back and he's healthy, if this offensive line is shored up, you got Evan Engram, Sterling Shepard. I mean, quality players now, but the Giants now have some balance to their offense.
They have a lot of balance, and I can tell you, when you look at offensive balance and production, you normally look in the backfield. You look at the offensive line, number one, but you look in the backfield and you say, okay, they're averaging 3.9, 4.2 yards a carry. That means you're second and five a lot.
Not to mention, what do you love about Saquon Barkley? 1,886 carries at Penn State, only four total fumbles. He had zero in 2017, protects the football, creates those one-on-one matchups in the passing game that you want against linebackers. And you know every one of these wide receivers right now that are on the Giants roster are purely excited because it's only going to make them better on the outside as well.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it negates a lot of blitzes, too, when
yes, it does.
You got a linebacker who's got a coverage rush option, and he's going to declare, I'm not blitzing because I know this guy's coming out of the backfield. That's one less guy the offensive line has to block.
Happy birthday to my son, Will the Thrill. Turned 18.
Will the Thrill, happy birthday.
He's been
18?
Yeah, he has been clamoring since the season ended, him and Nick, about Saquon Barkley being a Giant. He got a little birthday present. So did Giant fans tonight. Saquon Barkley, drafted with the second overall pick by the New York Giants, making those fans happy. He's got the jersey. We'll hear from him next.
Want more SUV for your money? Check out Hyundai. A family of distinct SUVs from the brand named lowest five-year cost to own. And with seven 2018 IIHS top safety picks, all thanks to an assortment of advanced safety features. And all of them are backed by America's best warranty. Hyundai SUVs, a great deal more than just a great deal. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive Santa Fe Sport for $209 a month for 36 months. Hurry, offers end April 30th.
Hello, let's go for a ride on a Peloton. Let's go grab a couple thousand friends and chase each other up a hill. Let's go make a personal best, then beat it with your personal better than best. Let's go bring the world's best instructors right to you. Better yet, let's go bring the entire New York studio live. Let's go anytime, anywhere, with anyone who's willing. And let's go do it all right here. Ready to go? Peloton.
We're MetLife, and we're for the workforce. We study the trends to help you stay competitive. Four generations are now working together, all with different needs. Boomers want financial security. Millennials crave choice and personal guidance. So we partner with you to think beyond health and retirement, to design employee benefit plans that make your business more attractive to the people who make it successful. Discover what matters most to your employees at MetLife.com/workforce. MetLife, navigating life together.
P is for privileges. O is for ordinarily I wouldn't. L is for layers and luxury. A is for all the way back. R is for read my mind. And I can't see a thing. S, see you in the morning. Polaris from United.
With the second pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Saquon Barkley, running back.
That was just moments ago as we welcome you back to Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon. Saquon Barkley selected by the Giants with the second overall pick. The Jets, picking number three, have selected quarterback Sam Darnold. out of USC. We're going to hear from Saquon Barkley from Dallas a little bit later on in the program. We'll be joined by General Manager Dave Gettleman and new head coach Pat Shurmur. But let's go over to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center and welcome in Giants.com's own John Schmelk as the Giants take Saquon Barkley. And John, what do you think put Barkley over the top as far as the Giants analysis was concerned?
Well, Bob, when I look at it, Saquon Barkley's not just a runner. He's a weapon on offense. I know a lot of the analytics say running the football doesn't equate to points and production. But what Saquon Barkley does in the passing game does. He had more than 50 catches last year, more than 600 yards receiving. He was a tremendous weapon. You can split him out wide. He's not catching just passes in the flat. He's running wheel routes. He's running a wide receiver route tree. In the modern NFL, you need a running back that can catch the football, and he can do it. Look at what Alvin Kamara did for the Saints last year. That's something Saquon Barkley can certainly do for the New York Giants in 2018. And already some of his teammates very excited, reacting on social media. Odell Beckham Jr. saying that he believes Saquon Barkley's number 26 jersey will be the best-selling jersey in the NFL next year. Giant fans are excited. They have another weapon on offense to join Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, and Evan Ingram. The Giants have been looking for a consistent running game for the last few years, and they think they have it with Saquon Barkley.
John, there were a lot of rumors in the half hour or so leading up to the draft that the Denver Broncos were anxious to potentially move to the second spot. If the Giants would have fallen back to five, they would have had a choice of two of the three, Barkley, Nelson, or Chubb. Obviously, the trade offer wasn't real, or it wasn't good enough, or maybe Denver really wanted Baker Mayfield, and once he went off the board, from what you've seen on social media, was it something that you thought potentially could happen?
Yeah, I thought it was definitely something that could happen. You know, most people have those three players that you mentioned in their top tier prospects, but I think, Bob, and we've learned this over the years, individual draft boards look very, very different. Do we know that the Giants view those three players as the top guys? Maybe they had Barkley as a tier above those guys in their grading system. And I go back to something that Dave Gettleman said at his press conference last week. The thought that the running back is devalued is a myth. That was his quote. So he is not going to downgrade Barkley because of quote-unquote position value. He believes the running back can affect the entire offense by bringing safeties into the box and doing things like that. So even if the Broncos came with a decent offer, if he viewed Barkley as by far the best player in this draft, he's an old school guy. He wants the best player. In my mind, that's why he stayed put. He had a big red bullseye on Saquon Barkley. He wanted him, and he got him.
All right, John, good stuff from over the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We'll hear from John later on in the program, kind of looking ahead to rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow night and the rest of the weekend. And, of course, you can watch all the analysis on Giants.com and the Giants mobile app. Guys, so a couple things here. There's some fans, and we have one out here that felt that, hey, you know, the Giants have to take a quarterback. Eli's 37 years of age. But when you have the second overall pick, if you don't believe that any of these guys truly is the next Eli,
then you're looking for a quarterback next year.
Yep.
In a couple of years.
Yeah.
And what this did, but by taking a position player, what this has told us is everything that the Giants have said publicly, the coach and the general manager, about how much more game they think Eli Manning has left, was validated by the fact that they took a position player.
And I would like to think that with Dave Gettleman's experience and building rosters, he knows a little bit more about football than those who wish he'd take what they want.
I think it also says that they have a belief and faith in Davis Webb, the backup, as well. Because now you figure the minicamp that they had this past
week. That's right,
week,
he had 3 days.
So now they got to see him first in person. We know that they went back and watched practice, his college tape. They're comfortable with him at number 2, and they felt that Saquon gives them the best chance to win immediately.
I would challenge any GM or any person who criticizes a GM who took the best player available, and you go back and look, I would say in the last 20 years, the GM who said he took the best player available, that best player available helped their team even if they had needs at other areas.
Yeah, that's always a danger when you draft for need and not take the best football players that are on your board. Well, there's a lot of Giants fans here at MetLife Stadium that were pretty darn happy when Saquon Barkley was selected by the Giants. They're still all fired up. We're going to hear from Saquon from Dallas. We're going to hear from Dave Gettleman. We're going to hear from head coach Pat Shurmur live here on the program. But, Paul Dottino, I know you're anxious to speak to a couple of happy fans.
Yeah, there's no question, Bob. And by the way, Saquon Barkley is the highest running back taken in the NFL draft since Trent Richardson was taken in 2012 by the Cleveland Browns, and their head coach was Pat Shurmur. How about that? My friend, it looks like you were happy with Saquon Barkley.
Hey, Saquon's the best guy in the draft. We couldn't be happier. Gettleman's the man. Eli's going to lead us to another bowl. Let's go.
Eli's going. Don't do that to
Do you buy a Barkley jersey?
Absolutely.
We already bought. We already bought it. Don't do that to us again.
All right. Let's come over here. By the way, the Giants, since the Eli Manning deal in 2004, have now taken 14 first-round picks, 7 on defense, 7 on offense. I want to get back over here to the Saquon Barkley T-shirt crew. Guys, I guess you knew what you were doing.
Of course. Over the last couple of years, I believe the Giants passed up a Le'Veon Bell, Kareem Hunt, Jordan Howard, and Todd Gurley. Now we finally got a running back that we can trust.
Yeah. 13 running backs have been taken with the number 2 overall pick in the NFL draft. 4 of them have gone to the Hall of Fame, including a guy named Marshall Faulk, who many people think Barkley is the most like. You're gonna buy Barkley jerseys
of
now?
Course. As soon as they come out.
Oh yeah.
Of course.
All right, let's go over here. We got some ladies in the crowd. Ladies, I know you have some Giants matinee idols. So now they say Saquon's gonna wear 26. Am I gonna see 26 jerseys in the crowd?
Sure, I'll wear 26.
Yeah, what do you guys like about Saquon? He looks like a real gentleman.
Oh God, don't ask me.
Little shy. That's okay. But don't be shy to ask for his autograph. I'm sure he'll give it to you. How about you?
I don't know.
Trust me, he's a good guy.
All right, he's great. He's going to do great.
There you go. How about you? You got a Victor Cruz jersey going.
I wouldn't trade Odell for anybody.
But would you trade in the Cruz jersey for a Saquon Barkley jersey?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you think you would?
Let's go. You going to give it to me?
I don't have one yet, but they'll make one up shortly, I promise you. Since the 2000 season, the Giants have taken a running back 3 times. Saquon Barkley, the other 2, well, one of them would be David Wilson. The other one would be Ron Dayne. I want to come back over here to you, my friend. You wanted to talk to me before about Barkley. I know you're very happy. Why?
Well, now we have a top-rate quarterback, wide receiver, and running back to go along with a great defense. And we have a similar offense to the Steelers, who are always good.
Yep, the Beckham-Barkley combo, much like Bell and, of course, what the Steelers have in the backfield. Back to you, Bobby.
All right, thank you very much, Paul. A little bit of a surprise here. The Cleveland Browns with the 4th overall pick take a corner, Denzel Ward. So Bradley Chubb and Quentin Nelson still on the board.
Yeah, still drafting need they are instead of best player available. I would have paired Chubb up with their guy that they have there already and just wreak havoc.
Now could you imagine if at 5 the Broncos take Bradley Chubb and have him and Von Miller on opposite sides?
Could be the way that they go.
Or it could be Quentin Nelson.
Interesting to see what they do
in
Denver with the 5th overall pick. Hey, still to come, when we're done here with Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon, make sure you keep it locked in right here to the MSG Networks. You don't want to miss Beginnings. Landon Collins, who was a Giants second-round draft pick a couple of years ago. A lot more to come. We'll hear from Dave Gettleman, Pat Shurmur, Saquon Barkley as we continue with Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon.
With MSG Go, the game goes where you go. So you can watch live Red Bulls games. Anywhere you want. It's free and easy because if you get MSG, you get MSG Go. Watch your favorite team wherever you are with MSG Go, presented by Lexus. Download it for free where you get your apps.
End of civilization.
Jenny, right here. Come on, sit with me.
You can get
get 100 zits pop and play pimples for $19.99 and free shipping. Must be 18 or older to order.
I got zits.
Ew.
Joy, what's up?
Hey, Thomas.
What you doing?
Mother's Day shopping.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Well, everyone wants the iPhone, and they want it on Verizon, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Plus, right now, you can get a great deal.
I already did. He's talking about the card.
Yeah, I know that.
Come on.
Nope. Wow. Still don't love it.
Mom deserves the best. So get up to 50% off the latest iPhone on us. Unlimited is only as good as the network it's on.
I woke up from the surgery about 4 hours later. When I opened my eyes for the first time, I saw Dr. Sonnet in the room. He was making small talk, finding out if I was in any pain and how I was feeling. And I noticed he was limping around the room a little bit. So I tried to ask him, why was he limping? And he told me that he had just done the New York City Marathon. I said, well, that's something I would love to do someday. And he looked at me and he said, well, why don't we do it together next year? And I thought he was crazy. And but I looked at him and I said, that'd be great. And, you know, in that moment, I just knew that this was something that I could do. And if I had a surgeon like Dr. Sonnet telling me I could do it, then I knew I could. Dr. Sonnet gave me more than just new lungs and a new life. He gave me the hope that anything was possible.
I mentioned Landon Collins' beginnings right after our show here on the MSG Networks. Landon Collins sending out a tweet. Congrats to Saquon Barkley. Man, glad to have you part of the team. It's a blessing for sure. Enjoy tomorrow. It is a work day. We welcome you back to Giants Draft Night Live here on the MSG Networks, presented by Verizon. Bob Papa, Carl Banks, David Deal. We are going to be joined by Saquon Barkley in just a couple minutes, live from Dallas, his first interview here in the New York metropolitan area, and excited to see what he has to say. But, you know, he was sporting a Giants jersey after his visit. Sure. And stuff like that. They don't put jerseys on for all the teams that they go visit. It's clear that this is a place he was interested in being at.
Well, and it's a place that was interested in having him, too. I think when you match up his abilities to a team that needs production in that area, I think it's a perfect match, and he's going to be great for this area.
You were talking about the New York Giants, and if yeah. there's any place that you want to go to restart and rebuild the running game, this sure. is where it's at.
Tell me a little bit more about his game before we get him on the line here, David, as far as blocking for him.
One of the things that you love for him is he can fit in those tight windows, which we know are going to be in the NFL. The ability to run through arm tackles, the ability to let blocks get set up and have the patience and the acceleration to hit the hole. The one thing that you know that he's going to learn, and he's going to learn quick from his running back coach once he gets to the Giants, you're going to face loaded fronts. You're going to face eight-man boxes,
yeah.
and you're not going to be able to win on every run. Don't go for the bounce outside. Don't go for the tackle for a loss. Get the ball, keep pressing north and south, and get every yard you can.
And the one thing I love about him is when he puts that foot in the ground, the shoulders get square right away, right and he's away. Going vertical.
You know, one of the things that's a big weapon, Carl, we'll start with you as a linebacker that had to cover guys like this coming out of the backfield. I mean, he is a matchup nightmare in the passing game.
He's a matchup nightmare in the passing game, and he's big enough to really pick up blockers. But you can see he has great hands, good route runner, but it's a dilemma for a defensive coordinator to say this is your blitz coverage option, because if you blitz, he's 235 pounds. He can knock a light linebacker on his butt. Or if he gets out, now you got to go chase a guy who's got the skills of a real pass receiver.
And if you look at the Minnesota Vikings last year, think about how many targets Jerick McKinnon had sure. at the running back position. You have a more dynamic pass catcher out of Saquon Barkley than he was. And add those elements to the outside around him, that's a deadly combination.
Carl, obviously, you know, Dave Gettleman and his staff doing their due diligence to study the players, put the grade on them. But so you're adding a highly graded player, not to mention the fact that you're putting a guy out on the field that the coach knows how to utilize. It's one thing to draft a guy sure. that's really good at catching the ball, running the ball. But they Giants have a head coach in Pat Shurmur that knows how to utilize it.
Well, and that's important, too, because you're not putting a square peg in a round hole. Yeah. You've got everybody in on one accord with what works. And I'm sure during the evaluation process, Dave Gettleman's asking his head coach, does he work for you? If we like this guy, what can you do with him? If we like this guy, what does it limit us to? And I'm sure he looks at Dave and says, well, with Barkley, I got the entire playbook open to me.
David, you know, listen, you got Evan Engram. You've got Odell Beckham Jr. You've got Sterling Shepard. How does a coach create cohesion so that everybody feels like they're a part of it?
Well, number one, Eli Manning creates that cohesion inside the huddle because I'll never forget Plaxico Burress and Monty Toomer. I was open. I was
Jeremy
open.
Shockey.
You were in double coverage. You weren't open. So you know Eli will take care of that. But you recognize when you have this much talent on the field, it only gives everybody that much more opportunities because it creates one-on-ones for everybody. So as much as you want to say, hey, I want my targets, you know you're going to get better opportunities with him in the lineup, and you know Eli will go through each and every one of his progressions and put the ball where it needs to go.
All right, let's go live to Arlington, and we are set to welcome in the Giants' first-round draft pick, taking second overall, Saquon Barkley. Getting set to join us here on the program. And Saquon, congratulations. Welcome to the New York Giants.
Thank you, guys.
It's Bob Popo along with Carl Banks. He's got two rings. David Deal, he's got two rings. And I know you're pretty excited to get to a place that might give you an opportunity to win a ring one day.
Exactly, definitely.
Tell me a little bit about the process leading up to the draft and you know, the Giants showing all this interest in you. Did you get a sense that you were their guy?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of got a sense, but you're not 100% sure because, you know, so many things that are put out on the internet and social media. But throughout this process, I love my conversations I had with the Giants and the visit I had. The visit to set it off. First thing you do when you walk in that building, you see championship trophies. And that's what I did to show you the standard and the mindset and the mentality that organization's at. That's something I want to be a part of. I just hope I continue to stay healthy and push myself to continue to work. Even though I'm a young player, try to come and be a leader and try to help get this organization where it's known to be at.
Saquon, Carl Banks, congratulations first and foremost. When you look at this giant organization, you talked about the championships and kind of the blue-collar nature. And you've been known as this hard worker guy who doesn't cut corners. How does it feel for you to be part of a rebuilding of an organization that once had the prestige of being that? Now it's a 3-13 team. You've earned the right to be picked by this team. What is it like to feel like you're going to be part of the new foundation?
Yeah, definitely it's exciting to be part of this. Sitting there after my visit and meet all the coaches and the GMs and the owners, just love the energy and the vibe that was going on in the stadium, not the stadium, in the facility. I'm just, like you said, I'm excited to be there and continue to work my butt off and continue to push myself and push others around me. And like you said, this franchise is known for being a great franchise and consistently being at the top of the league every single year. And, last year, I had a little downfall, had injuries here and there. But we're in a lot of games, and you get Eli Manning back, someone who's proven himself in the NFL with multiple Super Bowl rings. You get that wide receiver core led by OBJ, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, if not the best. You get so much talent, and hopefully, like I said multiple interviews before, if I could have the same type of presence I had in college and the same sets I had, God willing, I feel like I can help contribute to the offensive side of the ball.
Saquon, this is David Deal. Congratulations once again, and we're excited to have you as a New York Giant.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Now, moving in, getting ready to prepare yourself. Obviously, the real work for yourself starts tomorrow, getting yourself back ready to play football and to put on that New York Giants helmet. You know, with this faith that the New York Giants organization, Pat Shurmur, the head coach, and Dave Gettleman, the the general manager, how excited are you to once again continue to improve your football game and improve those techniques and fundamentals? Because when we talked and heard from your college coach, You haven't even come close to hit the ceiling of what you can do production-wise as a back.
Yeah, I haven't came close at all. I'm aware that I've been blessed with a lot of God-given talent, but I have to continue working. I have to continue to learn the game and continue to expand my knowledge of the game. I think being with Eli Manning, being next to him, that's going to take my knowledge of the game to a whole other level. And that's something that I look for as a challenge, but a challenge that I'm looking forward to overcome. You know, that's the mentality that I had in college and high school. If you tell me a weak part of my game, and I want to make that one of the best parts of my game. I strive to be great. I have an obsession with winning, and whatever it takes. If I got to continue to work on pass blocking, continue to get in the playbook, continue to learn, get my shoulders down and get that tough yards, I'm continuing learning. I'm going to continue to grow. And just this moment right here is just so exciting. I'm so honored for the opportunity to play for this franchise.
Saquon, we appreciate a couple of minutes. Congratulations on being the second overall pick in the draft, and we look forward to seeing you when you get up here to East Rutherford, New Jersey. I know the Giants fans are all fired up. There's guys here that actually have Saquon Barkley Giants T-shirts already made up. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, sir.
Saquon Barkley, number 2 overall pick, selected by the New York Football Giants. Break out those number 26s.
There you go.
Everybody is all fired up. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Dave Gettleman, head coach Pat Shurmur, as we continue the discussion. Saquon Barkley is a Giant here on Giants Draft Night Live.
Guys, this may be the last time you'll ever have to think about hair loss, because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently, their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single phone call. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you call 1-800-660-9337. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to make a call. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by calling 1-800-660-9337. Don't forget, that's 1-800-660-9337.
Great. Another dead end.
Sarge, I just got a tip that'll crack this case wide open. Turns out the prints at the crime scene...
Did McGruffy Wuffy get a tippy-wippy?
I'm serious. We gotta move fast.
Who's
before...
Who's a good boy?
Is him a good boy?
I'm just gonna go.
Well, you won't go outside. You gotta go tinky-poo-poo.
I already went, okay? In the bathroom.
As long as people talk baby talk to dogs, you can count on Geico saving folks money. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
P is for privileges. O is for ordinarily I wouldn't. L is for layers of luxury. A is for all the way back. R is for read my mind. And I can't see a thing. S, see you in the morning. Polaris from United.
This is my Toyota Camry. It comes with Toyota Safety Sense Standard, which means it sometimes has better reflexes on the road than I do. A car with technology that helps ensure my safety is something I can support. And that's why I give my Camry 5 seatbelts.
Tested, trusted, Toyota. Lease a new 2018 Camry for just $209 a month. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan. Find your Toyota at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Wayne Gallman, Giants running back, says, welcome to the fam, big dog, sending out a tweet to Saquon Barkley. And we welcome you back to Giants Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon. Bob Papa, Carl Banks, David Deal, Saquon Barkley, selected by the Giants with the second overall pick. And, you know, Paul Perkins has got the peck injury. Gallman's going into his second year. A lot of competition in that running back's room now.
Well, and that's what you need. That's, as Dave said, that's what's been missing on this roster is competition. It's been, okay, you're the starter and there's nobody pushing you. Now everybody's going to have some competition to get better.
The thing I love about this, even more so than that, just the possibilities of what you can do offensively. Mm-hmm. Think about being able to motion him out of the backfield into the slot, being able to dictate the coverages and schemes done by defensive backs and by defensive coordinators. That alone gives you that pre-snap read that you sure. win 75% of the time because of that alone.
Well, and then you have the diversity of personnel matchups. Yep. We talk a lot about Evan Engram, but Red Ellison is yep. a versatile tight end in his own right. You put him in, you think run. All of a sudden, it's play action, and he's up to seam on you. So there's so much you can do with the presence of a good running game.
You know, the other thing, too, you know, checking out social media, and there are some Giants fans that are like, how could they not take one of these quarterbacks? Because I don't think they believed that one of these quarterbacks is next necessarily the next Eli Manning when you already have Eli Manning. They're convinced that Eli's got a few more years left. David, you and I entertained some callers yes. on our SiriusXM NFL radio show the other morning. What Giants fans have to also understand is they've already upgraded the offensive line, and the draft isn't over. There's more sure. picks to be had. In the second or third round, they could draft another guy who's going to wind up starting on the O-line.
Well, that's the expectation, right? The first three rounds are normally starters coming out of the draft, right?
It could be at 34, and it could be even at 66. And I'll tell you what, watching this minicamp practice, seeing Patrick Omame at the left guard position, Nate Solder at left tackle, and Brett Jones at center, that is a great start to what you want to do to help rebuild this offensive line.
I'm going to ask a question here. What do we make of the right tackle situation? Is that a fluid situation right now?
I think it is.
Clearly, there's going to be some competition there.
No doubt about it. I mean, when you pick up the phone and you tell a guy that you're not going to be starting there anymore and you have a conversation with him and then he's not at some of the voluntary stuff, even though it's voluntary, you got to think that.
Yeah, that's sending a message, and you're going to show up and you're going to say, well, I'm in shape and I'm ready to go. And you're going to show up and you see another guy who's sitting there and say, okay, well, you're in shape, prove it, because you got to beat this guy out now.
Not to mention, what are you doing by sitting out? You're not learning the new system.
And that's the key thing. When you have a new coach, there is a new system, but there's an element of goodwill.
Yep.
When you want to change the culture, and that's what Dave Gettleman says, culture is critical. When you want to change the culture and you've got a 99.9% buy-in, and then you've got the one guy who decides, and look, it's voluntary, but it's goodwill. That's what you want. You want your coach to feel like everything from the bad year is behind you, which most of these guys have said, that's behind us. We're moving forward with the new guy, and they've embraced him, and you're yet to meet your tackle because he's not here to learn the system.
And that's something that Dave Gettleman said. This is a fresh start from scratch. Your opinion is now based upon how you handle the way that we're going to approach this football season. There's competition at every position. There's a reason, because you went 3-13. That's why you have a new head coach and a general manager, is because of that fact. And if you don't rise to competition, right now he's saying everything he needs to say without even saying a word by not
sure.
being here.
And the thing about it is the impression that the new coaching staff has is what you left on tape.
Yep.
They had a 3-day mini camp. They don't know what your work ethic is because that coaching staff is gone. They only see what's on tape. They haven't met you. They haven't seen you there. So I'm going to just say the right tackle position is a fluid one.
Yes, I agree.
So obviously there's some opportunities in this draft a little bit further down the road. How much does Barkley fix some of the ills of the offensive line?
He fixes them a lot, not only because of his ability to run the football, but to catch the football out of the backfield. But his explosiveness, that's what you need. You know that once he sees that hole, he can run through the arm two tackles. He has the acceleration needed. And as an offensive lineman, that's all you think about up front is, if we give this guy a crease, we know he can take it to the house. And it just pushes you that much harder up front.
You know, and as much maligned as the Giants offensive line has been, Carl, you study a ton of coaches' tape. David, you study a ton of coaches' tape. You know, over the last couple of years, there have been some plays that have been blocked where the running back got 4 yards.
Yep.
But it was blocked well enough for the running back to get 15 or more. And they didn't have guys that can do it. This guy can take just a little bit and turn it into a lot.
And the thing that you always love is he's pushing the ball forward. This is a game of inches. And if you can get that extra yard, yard and a half, that's when you're working in third and manageables, which, once again, takes pressure off of your offensive line.
Right. And if you want proof of concept that a good running game heals and hides a lot of warts, look at the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
And running games are very effective. When you have a guy who can push the pile and make it go, it helps a lot.
All right, let's go back across the parking lot to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center and welcome in the general manager of the New York Giants, Dave Gettleman. Dave, Bob Papa, Carl Banks, David Deal. First of all, congratulations on the pick. And I guess my question to you was, in your mind, if Cleveland took a quarterback one, was this the guy that you had targeted all along?
First of all, how are you doing, guys?
We're great.
I'm doing great as well. The Cliff Note answer is yes. You know, he was who we, you know, Saquon is who we wanted. And, you know, I was thrilled that he was there.
Dave, you know, there were all these rumors about a half hour before the draft that Denver may try to make a move to come up. I mean, without disclosing anything, you know, that you don't want to disclose, was your phone at least ringing a lot during the course of the action?
No, not really, because basically once Cleveland took Baker, I told our guys, don't even waste your time. We're taking Saquon, we're going to run.
Dave, congratulations on the pick. What I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, there were three guys in this draft that the majority of the knowledgeable people said were kind of the transformational guys. And I thought Barkley was one, but there's a school of thought that says you take the best player available, even if you have what they call a need somewhere else. Is this guy not only one of the better players, best players in the draft, but the best player available on your board?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Cal. I've only given, in all the years I've done scouting on the college level, I've only ever given 190, which is the highest grade, and that was Peyton Manning. So I guessed right, and this guy's a 90.
Wow.
Dave, David Deal calling in, asking you once again, you know, as an offensive lineman, we love our running backs. When you watched him on film, what were the biggest things that jumped out to you as a personnel guy that's always been a grinder? You're a football guy. Break it down for us. What is the intangible things that people aren't really paying attention to?
Well, I think, you know, from an intangible standpoint, you know, he's gonna be great for our culture. He understands it. He gets it. I have no doubt that he's going to come in here ready to rock and roll. And so the intangible aspect of it, he's tough. He had a lot of touches at Penn State now. He wasn't in a rotation. He was the rotation. Sure. And at the end of the day, he's extremely healthy for a back who's carried that load. And in terms of a player, David, there isn't anything he lacks in terms of his talent. I mean, he's been touched by the hand of God. And, you know, and at the end of the day, I have not seen, you know, I was in with the press and they asked me who I'd seen like him. I can't compare him to anybody because he's got the feet, the ability to make multiple moves, and the acceleration and speed of a small back. And he's got the power of a big back. And he's got great contact balance. He's not a narrow base runner. So when you've got to, you know, you're not going to knock him down with a hit on, from the side. You got to tackle this guy. And, oh, by the way, you better be ready to take a beat.
Dave, we appreciate a couple minutes. Congratulations on the pick, number 2 overall, Saquon Barkley. And I know you're thinking that in picking Barkley number 2, the Giants aren't going to have a number 2 pick for a long, long time. Thank you so much, Dave.
You guys.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Dave Gettleman, general manager of the New York Giants, rapidly trying to change the culture and get things going in the right way. And how about, you know, his thought process and his grade of where he had Barkley in his eyes? And he's been around a long time.
Yes.
Dave was with the Broncos. They were a Super Bowl team in the late 90s. Been with Buffalo Bills. Been with the Giants through his Super Bowl runs. That's a pretty impressive statement.
Yeah, best player available. He took him, but he had him available and rated very, very high.
I just love the fact that he's getting back –